This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Second of January, 2020. Ooh, how does that feel? Thursday, though, it feels like, Kara and I were just saying, it feels like Monday. Well, we'll turn things around and get you all straightened out here on the DJV program. Jennifer Horn is with us. Victoria off until Monday. Kara Schillen is at the controls in Washington in our studio. There, our main studio, both Jennifer and I are in Los Angeles, deeming what the world looks like, even though it's dark. What do they call it? Oh, dark 30, I think, Jennifer, under the circumstances.
That's what they say.
Yes. Yeah, so the first of the year, second of the year, there's always this week. On Monday and Tuesday, we're talking about the last year and the last decade. So now we look ahead because we have a fresh 10 years in front of us. Gee, a lot of radio stations and a lot of radio outfits did a lot of great things for Christmas and for New Year's. I think this is the most helpful medium that there is. I know I got a lot of people who were saying they're just happy to have us on the air in whatever form we were on because we're good company. And I think that if we achieve that, we've achieved a great deal. So as you look ahead for the next year or the next decade, if you're planning ahead that far, that's good. I'm kind of curious as to what, Jennifer, you were not around earlier in the week, what you did For New Year's. Was it a special day? Was it a special feeling? Did you wake up thinking, wow, okay, we got all these opportunities? Do people really think that way? I don't know that I do think that way.
I look at the new year as a new start. I mean, I think especially people will argue about whether this is the new start of a decade or not, but certainly when you go into something new, I think there's an excitement and a new possibility, which I think is good. I think we should exploit that. We should feel that every single day when we wake up. Every day is a new start, right?
That's what I was saying earlier. Yeah, I think on Monday or Tuesday, Kara, I said, you got a new, everything is new. It turns into a new second, a new minute, a new hour, a new day, a new week, a new month, it's all new. Everything's new, and you can't get stuck in the old way of thinking. You got to move yourselves ahead, and hopefully there'll be enough people to do that to change the energy around some of the kind of backward thinking that we've been engaged in. And so if we move ourselves, I think that doesn't necessarily just mean for the collective. I think each and every one of us can look back and think, oh, I wish I hadn't done that. And it isn't about regrets. It's just about moving forward, because you can't do a doggone thing about what's happened already. You can't. You just move ahead and think that you've learned from your mistakes, if nothing else. So anyway, what did you do for New Year's?
So this has been the holiday of sickness for my family.
Yeah. Congratulations.
I'm still sick. And how long has this been going on? A couple of weeks.
Yeah.
But my mom is sick, so I was kind of trying to help her out. And then my dad has been sick. So I actually started to feel better. I was a little sick on New Year's Eve during the day, but I took a 3-hour nap.
Yeah,
and ended up going out to dinner with some friends. It was really nice. Jeff was there, his dad, and then our friends, Brian and Helen, went with us, and we had a nice dinner at the smokehouse, and it was really cool. And they let us into the lounge where they were having their little New Year's Eve party, so we could wait out till midnight. And they had a balloon drop and a band and all that, so that was fun.
Didn't you send me on a date to the smokehouse? Isn't that in Burbank near?
Oh,
the
yeah, and you sit by the fire. That's right. Yeah. It's a great little restaurant. It's an old, like, it's like an old Hollywood steakhouse.
Yeah, it's an old Hollywood joint. Yeah, exactly.
So it was fun. I mean, it wasn't, look, I don't like to go out to the club scene on New Year's can get so weird and so expensive, and so this was a really nice thing to do. It was a lot of fun.
Well, that's the idea, to have some fun and to be open-minded about what happens tomorrow or the day after that. What about you, Kara? What'd you do for wild excitement on New Year's Eve and New Year's Day.
I had a pretty low-key New Year's Eve, too, which is honestly fine. It's around D.C. If you want to go out, you have to pay, like, $100, $150 to get into, like, a bar or a different event. So I'm fine with not doing that. I went to my sister's house in Baltimore, got to hang out with her five-month-old and her nine-year-old for a couple hours, and then she had a bunch of friends come over in the evening. So there was, like, 10 of us, and we played, you know, like, board games and drank champagne and wine and beer and everything for a couple hours, and then we watched the ball drop for the last like half hour, and yeah, it was, I don't know, it was just kind of fun. And then we went to bed at like, you know, we went outside, popped some poppers, yelled woo, happy new year, and then went inside and went to bed at like 12:30. So yeah,
very exciting.
Yeah, it's always, I don't know, it's kind of nice when you're in a city because you go out and you hear lots of other people yelling and saying happy new year, and there were some fireworks that we could see. They live in a three-story row house, so if you're on the top floor and you look out the window, you can see the fireworks at the Inner Harbor. So we did that for a little bit, which was fun. And then I went to bed and slept in the next day. So
good,
that's
for you.
Always,
see,
nice.
It always,
yeah,
feels good to sleep in a little bit. I did myself. There were a lot of fireworks. I live close to the beach, and the fireworks on Venice Beach especially were noisy, and they kind of spooked Daisy to the point of it being a little disruptive as far as getting everybody quieted down. And it is, because you're in a place where it's so close in, I wonder sometimes whether I don't have that. I'm moderately spoiled on the farm. You don't hear too much of anything there when it comes to 4th of July, for example, where there are times around the 4th where fireworks seem to be appropriate in certain parts of town, but they aren't here. But there's a lot of people celebrating the new year. Didn't seem anybody, that it looked like anyway, anybody was getting out of control. So that's a good thing. I haven't seen a lot of reports of people who got out of control. Have you anywhere?
There's always, you know, in California, we've got the Rose Parade on New
Year's
Day, which is a
big,
which is a big tradition. And there was
everybody's
reports
watching that all around the world.
Exactly.
Even.
There were some reports that there were, you know, arrests ahead of that. Look, anytime you have a large gathering of people, people are going to be doing dumb stuff, especially when alcohol's involved.
Have you ever been to the Rose Bowl Parade? Did you ever go watch it?
I have not. No, I actually had the opportunity to do that this year, but it ended up not working out. So I'm hoping next year maybe I can get out there. It'd be fun. Yeah. I think once in your life it's fun. And as far as parties, look at this. You know who was partying? I'm actually broadcasting from my dad's house today.
Yeah. Ooh, ooh.
He must have really been going for it up here. Look at that.
Our party. There it is. There's the party. Our party's over. Our party's over.
I think it's funny that the old radio loves of my life, old Doug Steffen and Mike Horn, have noisemakers on their desk.
Of course. Right.
Believe me, I've been listening to your dad's show for the last 2 weeks, and I swear he was playing cowbell and any other like instrument during the show. So
he's got a bunch there. He's copying me. What an outrage. Good Lord. So I see your pal Rob Gronkowski, the Gronk, rang in the new year with Steve Harvey, but Harvey, apparently he pulled something that Harvey wasn't happy about, and so Harvey said, "What's wrong with you?" And I know that people were watching Fox in comparison to some of the other shows that were on, anyway, I guess if you're going to invite Gronkowski on your TV program, expect him to start randomly spiking things. I was throwing stuff all over the place.
Well, there was a Lego head of Steve Harvey, like a bust, that was pretty cool looking. And Gronk was like, "This is a Gronk Harvey spike," and picked up the Lego bust and threw it on the ground and smashed it everywhere. I'd be kind of annoyed if I was Steve Harvey, too.
Because it was really pretty. And by the way, whoever did it, because we know it wasn't Steve Harvey, they've got to be upset because it was huge.
Yeah. And so Harvey was online. And he said, "Why is he here? Why are you here? What's wrong with you?" So, whether that's, who knows. But you can see them on stage together. He was wearing an old-time jersey. Did you see that? And kind of a leather football helmet, much like the football players in the 20s wore. He did a brief touchdown dance and then smashed it on the ground. After it happened, Harvey says, "I don't want to work with him no more. Why is he here?" And I think you could tell it was a genuine, he was genuinely upset about it, genuinely angry about it. Anyway, there, it just seemed a little silly. You can laugh a little bit about it.
Well, let's be honest. I mean, Gronk isn't, like, the brightest guy on the planet. I don't think that he's mean-spirited, but he probably thought he was being funny in the moment.
Yes.
And Steve Harvey, I think, as much as I like Steve Harvey and I respect him, he can create some awkward moments himself, like, as soon as somebody does something. I mean, think about when he didn't know the name for the Miss America. I mean, it's just awkward sometimes. He can create that spirit of awkwardness. So,
Do people really watch, do a lot of people pay attention to those TV shows? As the ball goes up to the top or down to the bottom or whatever it does, all the ABC, NBC, CNN shows, the Fox shows.
When I'm home, I think when you're home, you keep them on. I don't know. That's kind of like their traditional thing. I didn't see them at all because I was out. Like I said, I was out in Burbank, so I have no idea. But my dad was talking about it. He was homesick, and he was like, these shows are so terrible. He's like, I don't know. He's like, New Year's Eve is actually stupid.
It's not entertaining. I think maybe that's the most entertaining thing that happened was the Steve Harvey or the Gronkowski.
Yeah, at least it was some drama or something.
Right, bust at whoever's expense. Anyway, a lot of crazy stuff does go on. Who's the blonde is that Gronkowski's girlfriend? Who is that? I thought I recognized her from that.
Yeah, he's got a hot blonde girlfriend.
All right, well, listen. And he could have you, Jennifer, just imagine.
That's right.
Under the circumstances, the power of...
I'd let him spike my bust.
Okay, so in terms of politics and what's going on, apparently Bernie Sanders has gotten the A-OK from his doctor. His campaign released letters with his lab tests and medical history. Boy, you're talking about scrutiny because of the situation. He's 78 years old. He was hospitalized. Remember back in October, he had a slight heart attack. Had a couple of stints put in after he canceled a couple of campaign events. Then he just charged right back onto the campaign trail. But I don't know how he's doing, Jennifer. Is he holding his own, or is he kind of falling off the perch like Elizabeth Warren is?
Well, I think that actually he's surging up again a little bit. You know, it's always hard to say. You know, the minute someone starts going upwards, everybody goes, oh, that's going to be the nominee. That happened to Elizabeth Warren during the summer. Everybody just assumed she might be the person. She still might. I mean, it's still a long year. We're finally into 2020.
No, not going to happen. She's not happening.
Well, it's going to be up and down is my point. But Bernie, I think... After his heart attack, because he always had a lot of energy, he was sitting down on the stage a lot. He was kind of taking it easy. But now I think he's back to normal. I don't know if his travel schedule is as aggressive as it was before the heart attack, but he seems to be up and moving around again, Bernie Sanders style.
Yeah. Well, it's very interesting to see how this stuff is going to shape up. I thought one of the most interesting comments that I've heard, and I've been thinking about it for a while, I have an unusual take on Biden saying he'd run with a Republican if he could find one that he liked, and he said it in New Hampshire. The bordering state, the home state of yours truly, Massachusetts, has a governor who's a Republican, very progressive. The Democrats love him, and he could be a dark horse. I see him as being a potential dark horse, frankly. I'm not sure about others.
I think the issue, though, with Biden, but see, I don't think she'd ever run with Biden. You have to think about the person that would actually run with him. And so you're looking at someone like maybe John Kasich, maybe Bill Weld, maybe Joe Walsh, who's still running, or Mark Sanford. All those Republicans who are never Trumpers might consider running with him. But does that bring Biden what he needs to actually get the Democrats' nomination? And I don't know that it does. So it's a tough... Definitely a tough road. Now, in real life, we would say, that makes really great sense. And there are a whole list of candidates that should consider it. But in politics, there's so many tightropes that you have to walk before you can actually get to a general election. I don't know if that would work for him.
All right, here's something that'll work New Year's resolution-wise. Let's do a good job with the pillows and the mattresses and all the things that give you a good night's rest. Resolve to get a good night's rest. Go to MyPillow.com and buy some good stuff for your house. Use the code DJV and save some dough.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Almost sounds like Fleetwood Mac, doesn't it? For the fourth consecutive year, Keith Urban headlined Nashville's New Year's Eve party, performing a set of hits in their Bicentennial Mall State Park. And this year, there was a surprise. It was Stevie Nicks.
Stevie joined Keith.
Yeah, sounds like it was kind of fun. On the Nick and Tom Petty duet, Stop Dragging My Heart Around. I was thinking as I was listening to this, how clever and creative people are. You know, when you think about it, there are eight notes on the scale, musically, and all the instrumentation that goes with flats and sharps and, you know, but what you can make out of it. Plus, there's only 26 letters in the alphabet, and all the words that we make out of those 26 letters, a pretty amazing thing. And even more amazing when you think about how clever it is when you put the music and the words together. And that's why, as I listened to Stop Dragging My Heart, I was thinking about how clever some of the just words and phrases are that people put into music. And also, they performed Secondhand News and Edge of 17. I don't know Edge of 17. Anybody know that song?
No. Yeah, you do. It's one of the most famous Stevie Nicks songs ever. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I knew that was what it was called.
No, I didn't either. I don't remember it if I did. Urban is no stranger to the Fleetwood Mac catalog. A couple of years ago, he performed for the band of Music Cares Person of the Year ceremony, doing his rendition of Secondhand News. In 2013, he backed up Little Big Town on The Chain at the CMT Awards. Urban also revisited his tradition of honoring musicians who died in the previous year with a medley of songs by The Cars' Rick Ocasek, The Monkees' Peter Tork, Cream's Ginger Baker, Roxette singer Marie Fredriksson, and there were some more as well that he performed. Then he did his latest single, We Were, which was co-written by Eric Church on the telecast, currently working on the follow-up to Graffiti You from a couple of years ago. This year, he's going to kick off his first Las Vegas residency at the Coliseum in Caesar's Palace. The run finds him playing 12 shows between now and next November. Urban also staging his All for the Hall benefit concert for the Country Music Hall of Fame on the 10th of next month. We're already talking about February. Isn't that interesting?
I know.
Okay, well, that's good. Yeah.
Go to the stores. Valentine's Day candy's out. You're ready for it.
Oh, my God. 26 after the hour. It's all commercial all the time, right? 26 after on the DJV program, Jennifer and Kara and Doug and you now focusing on Maren Morris, who's going to be welcoming a baby boy, in fact. Congratulating all mothers who balance work and parenthood. Maren actually uploaded a photo of herself alongside her band member, Annie Clements, both showing off their baby bumps. She captioned the photo saying, quote, "I love that we'll get to experience this new mom on the road life together." That's got to be kind of a hard thing, isn't it? I know there are so many women who feel like they have to choose between being a touring musician and starting a family. I never wanted my people to have to choose. She continued, "I think it's a great conversation to have if you're an artist who employs women. So let's shred for 90 minutes and then go rock these babies to sleep on the bus with a glass of wine." Maren Morris currently on her Girl World Tour. Announced back in October that she's expecting her first child with her husband, Ryan Hurd. So, congratulations to her. It's 26 past the hour here on the DJV show.
How to internally motivate people. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. External motivation comes from the outside. Conversely, internal motivation comes from the inside. Research shows that although external motivation can be helpful for the short term, internal motivation lasts much longer. So, how do you internally motivate others to get them to do something of their own volition? Well, there are three straightforward steps. Step one, acknowledge how others feel. And I mean really validate them until they actually feel validated. Step two, help them see as many options as possible, including what the consequences of each choice are. And then, the all-important step three, completely respect their freedom to choose whatever they want. Because if you choose it for them, it's no longer internal motivation. So that's it. Those are the three steps. To learn more about motivation, visit drchristianconti.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.23%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discount rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Iranian-backed demonstrators who have camped outside the U.S. Embassy in Iraq and damaged the building, setting fires and throwing rocks for 2 days, are now ending their siege. A spokesman for the organizers say it's believed that the U.S. has received their message. However, the U.S. Embassy there is still suspending all consular operations, State Department spokeswoman Morgan Ortegas.
These were terrorists that are organized, trained, and equipped by the Iranian regime.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has canceled a trip to Ukraine because of the violence at the embassy in Baghdad. The federal debt shot up by a record $10.7 trillion in the decade ending Tuesday. The Treasury Department says it's the first time in the nation's history when the debt rose by an average of more than $1 trillion a year. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, everyone. Wayne Alarus. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on Earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
At the hour on Thursday, January 2nd, it feels like Monday, January 1st, even though January 1st was on Wednesday. Follow that.
What day is
for
it?
A while. Hello. The ability to stop, though, Jennifer, and reflect. Jennifer Horn is here, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen on the DJV program going, wow, we're into a new year, and wow, we're into a new decade. I hope that we will be more wise as a collective. There are lots of old souls out there that are. I believe in, we had somebody, I do a program called Your Hidden Power. I think it was last week or the week before, Kara, we had somebody on there talking about the fact that we were all, there was no such thing as an old soul. I've always thought that there were old souls, newer souls, and then older souls have been around for a while. But this person maintains that there are no, everybody's soul is the same. We've all come into existence in the same way. We've just been in different realities. It's
maybe there are more mature souls.
Yeah, maybe.
I think some of us definitely have souls that act like 70-year-olds, and other people have souls. But
there you go.
I think mine and Doug's might be switched. I'm the 70-year-old. He's the 27-year-old.
Really? Well, thank you very much.
And I'm the mixture of the mixture of both of you, depending on the day of the week.
All right, so we'll hold on to that one. We're also talking about as we make resolutions. I don't know who does that anymore. There are all kinds of
I made one.
That we can. Did you? What was it?
Okay, so my resolution, because I'm so tired of people who, like, wake up on January 1st and they're like, okay, I'm going to go to the gym every day for 4 hours.
Right,
I'm going to give up sugar. I'm going to give up alcohol. I'm going to give up air, you know, all that stuff. So
yeah,
I just wanted to make something easy. And so one of the things that makes me feel good is to go outside and take a walk around. And because my schedule is so crazy during the week, I don't really get outside all that much during the week other than just to and from my next job, basically.
Right.
So my resolution is to, and this is so easy, 20 minutes outdoor walking 3 times a week. I think I can
good.
Do it. Right?
Good for you. Yeah.
I just, because it makes me feel good to be outside, and I realize I spend all of my time indoors, glued to a chair. So that's going to be my resolution.
Yeah. One of the things, I always get more, well, I'm always physically active, and I'm thankful for my ability to
do you work outdoors most of the time.
I work outdoors in the good weather on the farm for 7-8 hours a day. But when I'm out in California, I make it my business to go to a gym.
Mm-hmm.
And I've found a new little gym over in Brentwood that is individual treatment in the way that he is planning on working my body over the next 3 or 4 months is something that I will it's what I've wanted to accomplish. I've found somebody that I could really kind of lean on that I could also afford.
Right.
Because a lot of these there are trainers around that get $200 an hour. And I don't know who can afford that, but that's not in my wheelhouse.
Even more than physical fitness for me, that's more mental to be outside. You're so lucky that you have the opportunity to be outdoors
fabulous.
And connect
that's
a little bit.
That's my meditation time.
Exactly.
But also, since I've had Daisy, because I can't, the farm, when I had Charlotte, the farm where I lived, which is next door to where I live now, was way off the road, so I could trust Charlotte to go out and, you know, do her business and check around the barnyard and come back to the house. And with Daisy, I can't really, she doesn't understand because she doesn't have any background in boundaries, because her boundary was living in a cage for over 2 years having puppies, and that was all she knew. So when she gets on the farm, she goes crazy, and so I have to walk her around, and that's been something different for me every night and every morning. I take her out for sometimes 20 minutes, half hour. It depends on what day of the week it is and how much I've got on my plate. But that's something, you're right. It's really good to get your head out of wherever it is. Go outside, look around. And out here in California, in the neighborhood where I am, there aren't many lights at night, so I bring a flashlight, and we walk up and down the streets. And it is good. Just before you go to bed, fresh air, fabulous. Makes you sleep better. And getting that deep sleep that so many people like Dr. Ken and Dr. Jack talk about all the time on our Good Day Health podcast, gooddayhealthshow.com, is so important. Apparently, there's a study around, Jennifer, that suggests that among the benefits of having good, deep sleep is that it will help you eliminate anxiety. I would say that would depend on, at least in my case, if you've gone to the movies and seen a movie. I saw two movies over the last couple of days. You know, out here, I love going to the movies, and I usually will go to a movie a day if I have the time. So yesterday we actually have theaters out here in Los Angeles that are showing The Irishman. And I went to see The Irishman.
Did you like it? You saw it already, though, didn't you?
No, I hadn't seen it before. I don't want to watch it on Netflix. I don't want to watch movies for the first time on Netflix. I don't want to watch much of anything on Netflix, frankly. This movie really... It's not as crazy violent. I didn't really want to see it because I don't like Scorsese's violence. But in this circumstance, putting these guys together, all of the guys in the club, in the same movie, and I say the club means De Niro, Pacino, Joe Pesci, Harvey Keitel, Ray Romano has become a member of that club, and he was in the movie. It was rich in, I won't give it away if you haven't seen it, but it really is the end of it is the whole thing is a retrospective, but the end of it is kind of disturbing in that it is very reflective on what happens at the end of one's life. But the story has a lot of twists and turns in it, but it's sort of, from the perspective of the writer, kind of helps you understand what happened to to John F. Kennedy and to Jimmy Hoffa. So, at any rate, the movie I saw before that was the worst. I think it goes down. I've seen some bad movies in my life. The Adam Sandler movie that's out called Uncut Gems. Don't waste your time. It is the most awful piece of garbage trash. Why he would do that, given his reputation, given his just ability to have fun, it is an awful, awful movie. Just horrible. Oh, and so after that movie, I didn't sleep well. It just upset me to the point of it.
That's so funny.
I was going to walk out.
Someone who was talking
times.
About how great and artistic it was.
Awful.
Terrible, huh?
Artistic?
That's what I saw.
I don't want to have you go see it. Art, that's stuff that should be. If that's art, I want to flush it down the toilet.
Wow.
Not
I saw Star Wars this weekend, and I loved Star Wars.
Yeah, I did too. I thought it was very good.
Jeff is a hardcore Star Wars fan, and so he loved it because it wrapped up a lot of little things that were hidden in it for the Star Wars fan, basically.
Right.
But just as someone who watches the franchise just loosely like I do, I thought it was so entertaining and well done, and I don't know. And really, it's kind of interesting to me that the one who has passed away was the one who lived the longest in the franchise.
Right. Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah. She's been dead for 3 years, too, and that's hard to even wrap yourselves around.
I really want to see Jewel, too. I haven't. I don't know. Did you see that one? Everybody's talking about how great Clint Eastwood did with that story.
It is a good story, and it was well done. I thought it was a little. I went to see it, I think, on Sunday or Monday. It was a little heavy-handed. I thought it was. Over melodramatic, I think was the word I used, Kara, if I'm remembering correctly. It has some great actors and actresses in it. John Hamm is in it, and Kathy Bates is in it. Sam Rockwell was the best part of it. And Clint Eastwood tried to get his pal, what's his face, to do with it, to play that role. Actually, he asked a couple of people to do it before he asked Sam Rockwell to do it. And Rockwell was fabulous. It was a really good role for Rockwell, who I think is becoming one of our best actors. Why is it I can't with Gaga, the
Bradley
movie
Cooper.
With Bradley Cooper? Right. He was trying to get him to do that, but he wasn't free. So anyway, to go back to the deep sleep thing and how it eliminates anxiety, is there any more in-depth info on that study?
They're just saying that people who sleep and sleep enough have less anxiety. So if you're battling nervousness or anxiousness, I always do, that one of the best things you can do for yourself is make sure you sleep. And so there were some tips about some of the ways to sleep best. Of course, making sure that the room is cold. I think many of us kind of intuitively want to crank up the heat, but it's so much better for your body to sleep.
Shut the heat off.
Make sure the room is dark and quiet. There's so many sources, at least for me, that have really, as I'm getting older, the ambient light is driving me nuts. There are so many devices and cable boxes and everything that kind of creeps into the room. So they say a nice, cool, dark room will get you on the right path towards good sleep.
Yeah. All right. So there you have a little advice from this side of the street at any rate. Today is Science Fiction Day, National Science Fiction Day, the literature that most people find to be, for me, I don't know that I know the difference between science and science fiction. Like, I really believe that things like Star Wars have happened. Whether people say, Stefan, he's crazy. I don't think, you can't prove it. The stories like E.T. and Star Wars and a lot of these other things, remember back to H.G. Wells' The Time Machine, the Doctor Who franchise, which is still around, although I think it's a little scary now. Anybody seen it? The kinds of stuff they're doing.
I don't watch Doctor Who, no.
Current Doctor Who, kind of scary for kids. So if you're fascinated by the unknown anyway, and by the possibilities of what science can bring perhaps to all of our futures, you'd probably be, or maybe already are, a fan of what is described by science as science fiction. This is the perfect day to celebrate all of the different books and the movies, the TV shows, and perhaps you'll be able to find some things. Today might be there are a lot of you who are still not working for the rest of the week and go back to work on Monday. So if you got some extra time, maybe a movie or a good book That's a good way for you to calm yourself down. I find reading before I go to bed is a great way to go back to the deep sleep thing.
And if anybody wants to volunteer their time to come take down my Christmas tree, that would be awesome.
There you go. The sports news today sort of focused on David Stern, who was the NBA commissioner, very controversial, has passed away at the age of 77. He had a brain hemorrhage, had emergency surgery, and it didn't work. He was not popular by any stretch of the imagination. The players, even the owners, I guess at the end didn't like him. I know a lot of people who are fans of basketball, my son included, who just thought he was from hunger. Think about how many, again, transitions as you move into the new year. And speaking of that, how many people have looked at all the stories about the first baby that was born in your community?
All right, who was it?
Well, here in L.A.? I don't know.
Yeah, do you know? I don't know either. I haven't heard the story yet.
No, I haven't seen the. I saw the picture of the first baby born. His name was Dominic. He was the first baby born in Boston at 12:01:20 on the first. That's the only one that I've seen. But there must be a ton of these. There's always that business about the firstborn baby. I'm just looking to see if I can find. Born at Brigham and Women's Hospital, 6 pounds, 6 ounces, 19 and a half inches long or tall, but they don't give. I think it's better not to give the family. I mean, there's a picture of the mother with the baby. Those sorts of things are kind of cool if you see them. You know, maybe even though you don't know the people, congratulations are always in order when it comes to something like that. Very cool.
A new life.
Yep, new life bringing into it. Well, it's the. It's bringing it all around and starting all over again. New beginnings.
Did you happen to see the video that went viral with the poor dog this weekend and the elevator? Did either of you see that?
No. What happened?
Oh, my gosh. This lady was out. She was in some kind of lobby, and she was out with her dog. She wasn't watching her. The elevator doors closed on the leash. And as this man comes walking out,
that's a good ending.
Yeah, it does. But I mean, the video is unbelievable. This man comes out and he's like holding his lunch tray or something like that. And literally, the elevator door, as the dog kind of looks over at the man and starts to like walk towards him to sniff him. And all of a sudden, the elevator must have taken off. And this dog gets pushed all the way up to the ceiling, like lightning fast. And thankfully, this guy just jumped into action. He just dropped everything, grabbed the dog up from the ceiling, ripped his collar. And the poor dog went tumbling down, was okay. But holy mackerel, that was incredible.
Yeah, that is. Oof. All right, Jen, what do we have on television? Are we going to get back
no
to the regular schedule?
Nope.
Oh, okay. There was a trifecta of the Chicago shows on last night. They were all together for 3 hours, but because it's on too late for me to stay up, I didn't watch the whole thing.
Well, a lot of people are looking forward, I think, to next week when some of the some of the spring stuff starts, like The Bachelor. Those are the kinds of things. But this week, you're getting some major reruns on the networks this week, and some movies though. There's still some Christmas movies out there. You can watch Home Alone 2 tonight on Freeform.
What a waste of time that is.
You haven't had enough.
It's not a waste of time. As you think about the new year, I know it becomes trite and almost pedantic thinking about losing weight, but there is a way to lose weight, the science of losing weight, the healthy way, the natural way, tested and proven over and over and over again. That should be your cue to go to calotren.com, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, find out how you can lose weight, take it off, consistently keep it off with a program that they have. Not expensive, is really cool, and it works. Calotren.com. Get the best deals, like three you pay for and get three free ones using the code DJV. Calotren.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, manufacturing space, retail space, or more. Call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all." Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Meditation time is over. It's time for the facts. This is Tech Talk time, actually, 53 after the hour. Doug Steffen here with an overview of what's going on. Let's see if I can make it through all of this, Kara. You can correct me if I stumble, because Victoria, this is usually her area of prowess. The president has signed a new law increasing fines on robocalls and spamming robocalls, requiring phone service providers to begin authentication calls across networks, authenticating whether or not they're real. It's called the Telephone Robocall Abuse Criminal Enforcement and Deterrent Act. It's the damn government and their names for things. It's actually called that. Those words came to put together the TRACE, what they call the TRACE Act, signed after Congress approved a landmark bill earlier in the month to give the feds new abilities to go after all these robocallers. Fines $10,000 a call. So now you've got some teeth, boys and girls. The law requires major carriers like AT&T and Verizon and T-Mobile to use new technology to help customers know if they're being targeted by a robocaller with a spoofed number. I got plenty of those going on. I bet we all do. The commissioner of the FCC said, quote, he applauded Congress for working on a bipartisan manner to combat robocalls, all this malicious caller ID spoofing. His name is Ajit Pai. He said he's glad the agency has a long statute of limitations to pursue scammers. Carriers have already begun to deploy this technology in anticipation of the new law, though support still is limited. Eventually, companies like Verizon will be able to verify calls between their networks, ensuring a call is coming from a real, authentic number. Trump's signing of the act into law, another step in the ongoing battle to fight these damn robocalls. So hopefully that'll work well for you. I know it'll work well for me as long as it, in fact, works. Puma is introducing new shoes. These new shoes are interesting. will be for video gamers.
The Geek Out.
It's got to be the first time any kid asked their parents for socks as a gift. Puma has introduced a new piece of gear, active gaming footwear. Yes, shoes to wear while playing video games. Actually, these are more like a sock-shoe hybrid. They promote, quote, a 3D knit for a sock-like fit, a breathable mesh, molded foam insert, and a sticky grip sole. Puma touts, quote, seamless comfort, support, and grip so gamers can adapt to different active gaming modes and game their best. Well, this is clearly more of a fashion culture thing over making anybody actually a better gamer, but they do look comfy. We've posted a link to Puma's active gaming footwear on Twitter at The Geek Out.
Everyone knows about the risks of driving drunk. People could get hurt or killed. You could get arrested, incur huge legal expenses, or even lose your job. If you think drunk driving is no big deal, you couldn't be more wrong. Drive sober or get pulled over. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
All right, catch this one. Several police stormed into a home in North Carolina over the weekend after the homeowners called a report an intruder in their home in the middle of the night. When the police got there, they inspected the house. Turned out that the burglar was a robot vacuum cleaner. Okay. Thomas Milan and his wife Alyssa were watching some stuff on TV. They heard a lot of noise downstairs. They were both alarmed. They paused the movie, and the husband had the wife go to a safe place. He grabbed his gun. He went downstairs and was waiting to see if he heard more noises, because he said the sound came closer and closer to us. His wife called 911, pointed his gun at the bedroom door. He was set on protecting his wife and their two-year-old daughter, who was one bedroom over. Authorities arrived, searched the home. A dispatcher on the phone told Thomas to lower his gun. He opened the bedroom door to find police flashlights shining in his direction. Sir, I have one question. Is this Roomba yours? Apparently, the couple's new robot vacuum cleaner turned on itself in the middle of the night and got stuck near the bottom of the staircase and was bumping into a wall. And that's not the first time this has happened. There was an incident in Oregon after a woman reported that somebody was locked in her bathroom, and it turned out to be the Roomba vacuum cleaner. So I'm not sure these are the best idea possible. The police said they breached the bathroom door and encountered a very thorough vacuuming job being done by a Roomba robotic vacuum cleaner. That's what the sheriff's department posted on Facebook. So perhaps the word of the wise, I don't know. Is it so difficult for you to just get out a regular vacuum cleaner? Why do you have to have an automatic vacuum cleaner?
I think
even?
These things are cool, but if they're turning themselves on, maybe don't buy one.
Yeah. Hello, yeah. Hello, ding, 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 ding. 59 past the hour on the DJV program.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222. To discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.